Good afternoon. I'm Vin Ebneau. Right now, the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines are being administered, but soon Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca could get approval for their vaccines, and three of the four have different follow-up requirements after the first shot is given. To make sure the whole process doesn't get confusing, Dr. Indu Liu, the chief pharmacy officer for RWJBH, says when you get your first vaccine, you receive information about it, and you're also told
there is a corresponding second dose that you have to be available for. We want to make sure that people are vaccinated appropriately.
She adds your second shot appointment will be made before you leave, and if you miss your second appointment, you will get a follow-up rescheduled text or email. Dentists in New Jersey would be allowed to administer flu, HPV, and COVID-19 vaccines under a bill endorsed by an assembly committee. Dentist Dr. Mark Vitale says the goal isn't to mandate or recommend that dentists give vaccines.
Our goal is to make it available to those dentists who feel that they're able to provide it in whichever setting they're in, whether it's their office or their hospital, under the guidance of state regulations, when they feel comfortable doing it.
HPV can affect the mouth and throat and is thought to cause 70% of throat cancers in the United States, according to the CDC. Perhaps one in four people are infected with HPV, Vitale says. With medical marijuana already allowed and recreational pot about to become legal, Jersey kids are increasingly eating cannabis candy and becoming very ill. Dr. Diane Colello of the Jersey Poison Control Center says children can't tell this stuff isn't regular candy, so parents need to keep it out of sight.
Even though it might make you just feel a little mellow or high, it could be very dangerous for your kids, and treating it accordingly is the number one lesson.
She points out small kids that eat a lot of cannabis candy may hallucinate, have seizures, or simply become very agitated and scared. The Ocean County GOP is in the process of conducting their screening of candidates for the upcoming primary election. The elections on the November ballot this year will be for governor, state senate, state assembly, state committee woman, state committee man, and two county commissioner seats in Ocean County. Among those throwing their name in the ring for governor, Jack Cittarelli, who is the reported favorite among Jersey Republicans, and Ocean County Commissioner Joe Vicari. Gary Quinn will be running for re-election as commissioner this year. Jerry Little is retiring after his term this year, and there's 13 GOP candidates with their name up for consideration, including Berkeley Township Councilman John Bacchione, Lacey Mayor Peter Curatola, and Pine Beach Mayor Lawrence Cuneo. All right, Monmouth County residents and those who work there too, Route 34 and Route 537 have been given a facelift. Is your commute easier yet? If not, it soon could be. Monmouth County Commissioner Director Tom Arnone says they've widened the roads by adding lanes, including more to make a left turn, which up until now created some bottleneck delays.
For through traffic, we added a lane in each side, plus you added turning lanes on all four corners, which made a tremendous alleviation of the bottleneck.
Arnone explains that you'll have an easier time planning out your day going forward from one place to another, especially on time-sensitive trips for work. The New York Mets have fired general manager Jared Porter after he sent lewd and illicit text messages and images to a female reporter in 2016 while he was working for the Chicago Cubs in their front office. ESPN is reporting that Porter sent dozens of texts to the woman. The Mets hired the 41-year-old Porter a month ago after spending the past four seasons with the Arizona Diamondbacks. In sports today, the Rangers host the Devils at 7. The Flyers are home for the Sabres at 7. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow was off to a good start and got even better as the morning went along. It rose 122 and sits at 30,936 as of lunchtime. Weather today, mostly sunny, a mix of clouds here and there, some gusty winds at times as well, with winds between 15 and 25 miles an hour. Tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s, so another chilly evening. I'm Vin Ebneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money.